one of my friends is a, well, he has a lot of titles that he has, but one of them is he's an incredible musician and songwriter. And I remember, gosh, probably 15 years ago, he didn't even have money to go to lunch with us because he was struggling. He worked as a in admissions at a university, and he was frustrated, and he was down on his luck. And I said, are you doing this just for fame and fortune? And he said, no, why? I go, well, you're acting like that because you're so upset that you're not as far along as you wish you should be or wish you could be. But if you're not in it for the fame and fortune, if you actually do like writing music and performing, you're already doing that. Can't you enjoy that right now? Now, fast forward 15 years later, we were reminiscing about that conversation when him and I were doing a gig together, and there was 15,000 people in our audience. And we had both gotten paid a lot of money to be in that room to present to these people. And he was singing, and I was speaking, and we were laughing about how, remember that conversation where I said, are you doing this for the fame and the fortune? And you have to let go of the attachment to, I want this to prove to my family, or I want this to prove to other people. You can't do this from your ego. If you do, you'll burn out. You have to do it from your heart. You have to do it because you actually know that people on the other end of this microphone, or the people that are the recipient of your products or services, that their lives are going to be fundamentally improved because of what you're bringing into the world. And that's why you're doing this. And also, for the love of the game, for the love of the experience, it's the process, not the destination. And when you actually love being interviewed, when you actually love being on the road, meeting the people, you know, it doesn't matter who I'm with. I always go that little extra mile to say, like, how is your day? Maybe my Uber driver, and I'll say, like, tell me, what's the greatest thing that happened to you today? And getting to know the people around me. It doesn't matter if I'm working with the President of the United States or the custodian at the school that I'm speaking to that day. They're all so valuable, and they all have dreams, and they all care about their own little community and their own life. And if you can just show them the respect that they deserve, and you give them the love that they need to have to make it through their challenging, tough times, and just bring that level of love into their life, that's what makes it easier. That's what gives you the courage to get back out there on the days that you question, what the heck am I doing?